Good to be with you on a Thursday morning, a day away from a long weekend. By the way, tomorrow, I should note, we are going to be live at the National World War I Museum and Memorial, celebrating the moving Vietnam Wall that is in town, actually. It's been in town since a week ago tomorrow. It will be in town through the Memorial Day weekend. So looking forward to being out there tomorrow. It's going to be a great time, and hope you'll join us 6 to 10 tomorrow morning here on KCMO. So welcome on and say hi to our friend Mark Alford. Of course, you know him well from his time and many years at Fox 4 as an anchor there. He is now running for Congress in Missouri's 4th Congressional District. That would be the district that was or still is represented by Vicky Hartzler, who, of course, is running for U.S. Senate. Mark, good morning. Good to have you on. I want to start off with, of course, just the tragedy of the week. You are from Texas, as I understand it. Think about and take us through what your thoughts have been, what your reaction has been to this absolutely horrific tragedy down in Uvalde that took place 2 days ago.
Well, Pete, thank you for having me on again. It is truly sad. It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for that town, and I just want everyone to know that Leslie and I are really lifting up in prayer all the families, the students, teachers, neighbors impacted by this horrific shooting, and we're really praying for God's peace and comfort to wash over the community, and you know, pray for the local, state, and federal officials. I encourage everyone to do that because this is a really tough time for them right now, and the families to help bring some healing. It's a very close-knit town. I was just through there 2 weeks ago on the way back from the border, seeing the firsthand crisis down there. But we need healing in America. And before we start jumping to politically charged rhetoric that divides rather than unites, we need to take a good hard look at where we're going as a nation. And is it worth it on the day of a tragedy like this to make political points? I think not.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what is, I mean, we talk about a broken culture, a broken society. Some want to, you know, break it down to, as you said, just politically charged topics of gun laws and, you know, changing gun laws. Right. Why are we broken and how did we get here?
Wow, that is a deep question. If I had the answer to that, I don't know where I'd be. But I think one thing, Pete, and you know me, you're getting to know me a little bit better, and we've done some events together, and I talk about God a lot. And I know Ronald Reagan did as well. And one of the quotes that I like to talk and refresh people's memory from his speeches 40-something years ago, and it goes something like this: it is time to reassert our trust in God. It's time that we realize that we need God more than he needs us. It's time to turn to him for the healing of this nation. I think we've taken the focus off God in our country. And I'm not trying to convert anyone to Christianity or a certain way of believing, but God definitely had a hand in establishing our country, our providence, and our protection. And I think we've gotten away from that. And I think we've gotten away from respecting his word and in turn respecting law and order. We have a lot of chaos and disruption and rebellion. And not just in America, but all over the world. Instead of focusing on gun control, we need to be focusing on self-control. We need healthier minds. We need healthier bodies. We need healthier souls and spirits. And I would like to, when I get to Congress, help direct people and policies towards things that are going to promote that, to promote healthiness for our minds, for our bodies. And I think we've gotten away from that. I know when I was a kid, we had the Presidential Health Medal, and you competed. I think President Kennedy started that. We really look towards self-improvement. And we've gotten away from trying to be better people. We've transitioned into tearing each other down rather than lifting each other up.
He's Mark Alford. You know him well as a former Fox 4 anchor. He is now running for Congress, Missouri's 4th Congressional District. So with these new congressional maps, if you were in, and I'm kind of making up a line here, but the eastern half of Jackson County, Cass County, right, Lafayette County, Johnson, Bates, and then really, I mean, you got basically most of if you win this seat, of course, you'd represent most of, I guess, West Central Missouri outside of the western half of Jackson County. So this new district, Mark, you know, the allegations or people are saying, as well as some of your opponents are saying, that now that you're no longer in the district since the maps were just redrawn, you should be dropping out of the race. But this new district, you know, the court did, or the legislature did what it did. What do you make of it? How do you think this helps or hurts you?
Well, first off, it's typically the people who are down towards the bottom of the polling and fundraising who are calling for others to drop out. There's no way I'm dropping out. We're moving into Cass County. We've contracted on a home, and it's going to be a couple of months process to get to where we want to be. But I can assure you that we will be in the new 4th Congressional District. About half of the candidates right now do not live in the district. I know one has moved into the district. One has dropped out because of not living in the district and other reasons. But, Pete, I am so excited about Lafayette and Saline counties coming back home, coming back to the 4th Congressional District. We were at a parade in Wellington over Saturday, and people, it is like a party, because for many, many years, they have not had the representation they deserve. They don't even see their congressman coming out there.
And that was Emmanuel Cleaver. That was Emmanuel Cleaver, yes, for people that don't know.
Exactly. Emmanuel Cleaver, he does, according to them, he has not been out there. He has not been listening to them, not been taking their phone calls. And they're so excited to have someone like me who really cares about what's on their hearts, souls, and minds, that can be a voice for rural Missouri. And that's what I intend to be. This is what this race is about. And we've talked about this before. Everyone else in this race is about their resume, their voting record, what they've done, and what they want to accomplish. For me, when I'm going out to these 24 counties, listening to people, taking notes, doing videos, telling their stories, that's what it's about, listening to what's important to them. Because a representative represents the will of the people, not the will of the politician. I am not a politician, and I am not going to act like one.
Mark, you mentioned there being a voice for rural Missouri, which is what a lot of your district is going to be in that 4th district. So what do you say to people who are like, oh, it's the hotshot Kansas City TV star, but he's going to be the voice of the rural Missourian? How do you square that to those skeptics when they've got, you know, folks with farming backgrounds and things of that nature to pick from?
Right. Well, I don't know if you knew this, but I grew up in the rice fields of southeast Texas near Houston, 20 miles east of Houston, a little town called Goose Creek that later became Baytown and was later in 1903 became the home of Humble Oil and Refining Company, later to become Exxon. My dad was an ag teacher. He had an agriculture business, a horticulture business. And so I grew up with the ag mentality that we need to be good stewards with our property. We need to not get the EPA off our backs, for one thing, but self-regulate in a way that we're going to be the best stewards we can with our land. And that's exactly what Missouri farmers do. My brother-in-law farms and ranches 3,500 acres in Henry County. I've been one of the only, we used to own a horse stable, 62 stalls, 3 riding arenas, 20 acres. We had horse shows. And unlike President Biden, I actually know the difference between a whip and a rein. And I'm probably one of the only candidates, outside maybe one other, who's actually worked cattle and roped cattle. So I, you know, for many years, I sat on that set in my nice suit and would read the news and try to give balanced perspective and context to what I did, and that's what got me in trouble. So people, you know, when you're in television, you got to go where the jobs are. The job was in Kansas City. They didn't have a TV studio for Kansas City out in Sedalia. But it is so refreshing to shed those suits now and get in my Wranglers and my boots and my button-snap shirts and go out and deal with real people who are wearing Carhartts, got dirt under their fingernail, and horse dung on their boots from doing stalls, cleaning stalls, and just talk, having real conversations with people. So I'm not a city slicker. I wore a nice suit for many years, but that doesn't make me a city slicker.
And you got the beard to boot. Don't forget about that part. That thing's looking good from what I see on social. Oh, did you cut it? Did you have to shave it off?
Well, You met Leslie. Leslie does not like the beard. And so for a Mother's Day gift, I shaved the beard and have not grown it back.
Okay.
But it could be making a comeback.
All right.
But
how quickly quickly can it make it comeback before primary day?
It could.
Okay.
Because I like saying in my speeches when I had the beard that there's two things that I could not do when I was on television, and that was grow a beard and tell the truth. And now I'm doing both.
He's Mark Alford, running for Congress, joining us on KCMO. Last thing, Mark, when you go into some of the more rural counties in your district outside of the Kansas City area and what would be considered part of the Kansas City metro, the issues of inflation, how hard are they hitting those folks in rural Missouri on the issues of farming and ag, and you know what that may ultimately mean for the rest of us who just go to the grocery stores and wonder why the price of food keeps going up?
Well, Pete, as you know, they're directly related. Fertilizer is made from petroleum. You want to demonize petroleum industry, you're demonizing fertilizer, you're demonizing farmers. Our administration's got it all wrong. We should support alternative energy sources, but not prop them up. Let them work their way to the top, just like oil did when we used to be on whale oil, then we switched to kerosene, and then we switched to gasoline. It was all a matter of capitalism and the natural progression of building a business and building an industry and building and finding out what the needs were and meeting those needs. But I tell you what, President Biden, you broke it. You broke this economy, and now it's time you buy it. You've broken our precious country, and now the Democrats are going to pay for it come November when we take back the House and take back the Senate. We give Nancy Pelosi the broom and watch her ride it back to San Francisco. We have got to get control of the inflation in our country. Everything that you buy now is going up exponentially. We've got a shortage of baby formula, which never should have happened. That a president that didn't listen or didn't hear or didn't understand what was going on, and now he's trying to make up for it and gaslight the American people.
Mark,
you know, the F-150, which is built in Clay Como in your listening area, mm-hmm. is a truck, right? It shouldn't be what it costs to fill up that truck, and that's what it is, $150 now for the average family going into town to get supplies, having to fill up their truck. We have got to do something about it. We are going to do something about it when we take back the House, when we take back the Senate this year.
He's Mark Alford. Of course, you know him well from his many years at Fox 4. He is now running in Missouri's 4th Congressional District, and you can go check him out. Mark, where can people find you, and how can they get involved with the campaign if they so choose?
Well, Pete, thank you so much. We just opened our campaign office in beautiful Raymore, Missouri, right on 58 Highway or Foxwood Drive. We're at 1272 West Foxwood. You can come down here. We have all of our signs. I got two sign crews out today putting up signs. It's so exciting to do that. You come pick up a sign. You can go to our website, alfordforcongress.com. There are many ways that you can volunteer. Watch our launch video from October and see what we're all about, and you can sign up to help us with our phone banks, knock doors, and pray. We need a lot of prayer in this race. Prayers for protection, prayers for discernment and wisdom to do the things that we need to do according to God's will, to be the kind of servant for the people that we want to be.
Mark, good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pete. Take care.
You bet. That's Mark Alford on KCMO.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.